What's going on, buddy? This is Roster of the Bird Bank Misfits. And of course, I'm always joined with my wonderful co-host, CW.
Yeah, that's me. I made it again.
Time.
Time.
And today we are joined with a wonderful human being that I had the pleasure of meeting at during the X, wow, wrong word, y'all. During the Urban X Awards weekend at the Luau. I've browsed her stuff, and she's, doing great and big things, and I had to have her come on. It was a necessity. Without further ado, we have Miss Destiny Myra. How you doing, Destiny?
Good, how are you? It's been Mira.
I have no excuse for that. I'm sorry. Destiny Mira.
Okay.
I apologize. But please tell everybody about yourself. Like, who is this Destiny person?
I'm mostly a content creator. I've been living out in LA for like a year and a half now. But yeah, I've been out here making my own content. It's taking some getting used to LA because I moved here from Phoenix, which is a lot slower, a lot smaller, a lot less to do. But yeah, so the past like year and a half, I've been just kind of like picking up the pace in my life. I just started shooting mainstream for browsers. But before that, I've been making my own content for like, just coming up on like 3 years now.
Okay. I mean, that's what's up. So what made you finally want to transition into a more mainstream?
Well, actually companies started like finding me. I think they might be trying to like branch out into like content creator whole deal. But I had a representative from Brazzers contact me and ask me if I would want to shoot with them. And that was like, I've had some companies ask to shoot with me before, but that was definitely like the biggest one. And I was like, wow. At first, I didn't even think it was real. It was like,
I'm laughing because I've seen so many people post fake emails from companies. They've been like, hey, I'm a representative for Reality Kings or whatever company or Bang or Bang Bus. And I would like to get you on. Please send me some pictures and your contact information so we can try to set up something. And it's really people just trying to get your phone number and to try to get free news before they get the phone number and stuff like that. Or they say something along those lines trying to say, hey, Destiny, we think you're stupid. Can you give us this?
Like, why would you want me to send pictures? Like, no real company that's ever contacted me has asked me to send them pictures of me because they already know what I look like. If they, yeah. I don't have an age or anything, so like, know what I look like. But yeah, especially when they don't ask for like ID or anything, that's kind of like a giveaway.
Well, I can see some of them not asking for an ID like over email because they may feel like it shows a little bit too much, because your ID shows your address and legal name and whatever. But if they're contacting you, whatever, and I mean they should be able to at least tell you're over the age of 18 before they do anything,
Right. Yeah.
But that's what's up. I'm glad that, Bradley's hit you up was like, hey, Destiny, we've seen your line of work and we want you.
I had my first shoot a couple months ago and really well. And so I'm excited for future shoots and anything else they decide to put me in.
So how are you liking LA thus far?
It took me some getting used to at first, for sure. The traffic. Wow, that's a whole
story. They can't drive out here.
Oh my God, you're telling me. I literally just got in an accident like a couple months ago. Someone decided they were just gonna like switch lanes while I was like in the lane that they were trying to switch into. And yeah.
That's what happened to me in my first accident out here in LA on the 134. So
on the freeway. Yeah. Worse.
Yeah, they tried to quickly get out of the carpool lane.
Yeah, people cannot drive out here.
No, they really can't.
Real quick.
And they don't use turn signals. They don't know what a turn signal is.
They're like always way after the light too. The light's been red for like a minute. Why are you still going?
I mean, that's why I learned in LA. You have to be like cautious like three times and look at a driver like three times before you even pretend like even start to turn left, because people don't, you know, don't understand the concept of a red light.
Yeah. Even the pedestrians out here, sometimes I don't get, like, I'll be like turning, like already in the intersection to make a turn, and then the pedestrian will like walk in front of the car. I'm like, I have never walked in front of a car that's clearly about to turn. Like, I would just go behind it. Like,
I was driving down the street next to my house two days ago. And this part, like, this is the middle of the street, mind you, not the corner. This person just casually just started walking across the street in the middle of the street. And I'm like, I know it's nighttime, but my dude.
Especially when the corner be like right there, like you couldn't have just walked that 20, 30 feet to be at a crosswalk, like. But whatever.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've known me and CW have talked about the stupidity of pedestrians and drivers out here a few times, and it just gets ridiculous.
It's such like a big thing too. Like, nobody who lives out, like everyone who lives out here, is gonna have some story about people driving horrible or pedestrians being terrible. Like,
yeah, like, because I'm from Indiana, so it's like a completely different world with the way they drive out here now. Jesus Christ. But like this, at least like, was the accident their fault, considered their fault, or was it considered yours?
It was their fault, thank God.
Okay, I mean, yeah.
Every accident that I've been in out here has been someone else's fault. Like, people just keep hitting me.
How many have you been in?
Three.
You said you've been here since a year?
A year and a half.
Damn. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Accident magnet.
See, I've been in three out here, but I've been here for 14. That's 3 and 14 years. Jesus Christ. And someone just hit my car like in March. So.
Damn.
So. Well, I'm glad your health is okay, because that's.
Yeah, it was actually crazy because, like, some guy who worked at a collision center witnessed the whole thing. And so he, like, everyone's information and everything for me. And he, like, told my car. And he got me an attorney and, like, a physical therapist and, like, everything. So even though it was, like, a horrible situation, it ended up, like, working out in the best way possible, because I've never had that happen, like, for an accident before.
You usually have to get all those things yourself.
Right, yeah.
And I wow. He's like, yeah, okay, okay. I see an accident here. I'm going to have a collision center. Let me hook all this up.
Yeah, one accident I just had, whatever. Someone had to help me do all that stuff. And it's ridiculous. And I just started laser pain therapy like 2 days ago. You say what?
What is that?
Basically, they shoot a laser at your back, whatever, or wherever your injury is, and basically it helps loosen up the muscles that are causing pain, like the phlegm or whatever it's called, just so it, you know, spreads it out, so it's not, so it doesn't hurt you as much. And they told me that it takes like 3 treatments, but sometimes like between 2 to 4 treatments for it to really take effect.
Laser pain.
Yeah, and it's so random because the woman who was doing it, we were just having a general conversation, and then like she said she knew somebody in porn. And I'm like, who? And she said a name, and I'm like, oh, I know that person. And because they said they quit years ago, and I'm like, is this them? And it's from 2010. And I'm like, they said, yeah. I'm like, that's so random. But anyway, what is your what's your long term plans for the industry?
So I really just started shooting mainstream. I didn't really know if I wanted to or not. But I think I will be like feeling it out for the next probably like few months or so, and seeing how I like respond to like the platform that gives me and all of that. Because I do have other like businesses that I have been like investing time and money into. And so I've been trying to like slow down on making content, but then opportunities keep like coming up for me to like keep doing more content. So I feel like it's like pushing me to keep going. I don't ever feel like I'll be like done with sex work really, but like I feel like this next year is probably going to be the last year that it's like my main focus, I feel like.
Okay. So you're winding down already then.
Like, it's funny because I'm kind of just getting started, but like, I don't think like I'll like be like, oh, I'm not like taking any shoots or anything, but I just want.
Can I?
25, because I'm 23 right now, about to be 24. I want to start, I'm an herbalist, I make, like, teas and a whole bunch of things, like, body butters, bath, like, scrubs and salts and stuff like that. So I really want to, like, launch my website for that, and get more into, like, researching everything that I want to use for that, because I want to, like, use really, like, top quality products, and that's been something that I've been, like, working on for a while. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping that I can just, like, find the energy to do everything that I want to do all at once eventually, but I'm not there yet.
Have you tried I don't know if you can make them already, but have you tried doing pop-ups? Like pop-up shops?
I haven't yet, only because I feel like I need to build, like I need to get like business cards. I want to like actually have my website fully like built and like set up, so that way when I do them, people can like find me later, you know. But I did like this little mini launch. And I had some people like try a bunch of stuff, and like people ended up buying some things from me, and I like was shipping stuff out. I had one person like bought some stuff from me in New York. I was like, that's pretty cool, like shipping across the country. but yeah, I haven't like been putting as much like focus there as I have into making content. So it's like kind of like almost an and or or, but I think I just need to get better at like time management so I can just do everything.
Have you ever seen my leg tattoo? We ever cross paths again? My leg tattoo literally just means time management. Like, literally. But I'm about to say this. I feel that, you know, even if you don't have a website available, it might be good just for you to go ahead and just have like at least have the social medias up, and then if you can just get people to follow that, that would give you like your satisfied customers page, whatever, for when you do launch the site?
Social media, I have like promoted it. For me, it's just like finding the time. And like, cause that's like a whole different thing. I'm a content creator. So I book all my own sets. I film all my own videos. I edit them. I promote them. Like that's a whole like thing in its own. I just don't really have like the time to focus on that right now. So that's why I'm like trying to plan out when I do actually want to make that like my main focus in life, you know?
I understand.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do. And I know like editing, depending on like how it's shot, is a pain in the butt.
Oh my God, you're telling me. I've already learned that like I can only shoot like with one different thing. Like sometimes I'll shoot with like a camera and an iPhone, but like very rarely will I do that. But I've had some shoots that will be like, okay, it's POV, but the POV is filmed portrait and the rest is filmed landscape, and then there's a camera and then there's the iPhone, and then like this is filming 4K, this is 1080, like it's just, it gets so, it'd be so annoying.
What you just said reminded me of, because I like when you came on here, you heard me talking about the content and stuff I just filmed with somebody, and they were telling me someone was recording for them. And they had the camera portrait mode the entire time, and they were just very agitated for how it looked because, you know, I'm like,
yeah,
I can't show up. So we're not on video. I can show you though. Like I'm like, having that camera like this is so much different than having a camera like this. And people don't understand like how much difference that little turn makes.
And even I've had people like tell me, oh, I like to watch your videos like on my TV or whatever, but if it's filmed portrait, like that just takes away so much.
Yeah, so much
that they,
yeah, ratio.
Yeah.
And if it is that way, they can't, you know, zoom in
right
like the way they would want to
without cutting out stuff. So yeah, it's a whole thing. And then like, especially shooting with people who are in the industry, a lot of people just like show up to sets, and that's one thing. But then they don't really shoot their own content that much. So like, people just like won't get like the whole portrait thing. Like in my mind, I'm like, why would you shoot it in portrait? Like, why would you do that? And to them, it's just like they just picked it up and started shooting that way. Like it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always.
That's why I know. That's why I always feel that, excuse me, a lot of content creators have more of a video mind aspect if they're using a telephone rather than if they're using like a regular camera or crap like that. Because a regular camera is already set for you, whereas right. a phone is like you have to have certain specifics inside of the settings outside of just setting up landscape. And people don't take the time to do that stuff. So you being a content creator, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've had a lot of people tell me that I was the first time that a female came on set and asked them like, how many frames per second do you shoot in? Or like, do you shoot in 4K or 1080? Or like one time someone told me that I was the first one that had a flash drive with me. I was like, how do y'all not bring flash drive with you to a content shoot? Like,
because they expect everybody to have a iPhone. They can say, well, I'm gonna airdrop it to you.
But you're like, I don't know. He told me there was gonna be a videographer.
No, so I'm just saying like this is what
people do think that, but I'm just like, you're not gonna come with any type of backup option, like, because I prefer to get my content as soon as possible. If you can get it to me today, I want it today. So I'm gonna bring all the options to be able to get it to me today. I understand it doesn't always get to me on the same day, but I would just like to come prepared.
I always feel that, in my, this is my opinion, that if anybody is recording something and it's not on your stuff, if it's pictures, they should at least that day give you the raws, like the unedited versions, whatever, and give you at least like on this day you will have the edited versions, you know, because there's like, in my opinion, I feel that even me as a photographer, whatever, there are some pictures I feel that I don't like, whatever, but you may love and you want to use that picture since you saw it, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just feel that most people don't understand that. Yeah, like you, like you said, they don't have that content creator mindset. They just have that, oh, I shoot porn, let me go out here and just record something with somebody,
yeah,
and put it out there. And you and know, that, it sells, but it's not quality.
Facts. And like, I don't know, a lot of people don't know like what they're doing or like how to do things safely, and like the amount of people who don't do like paperwork or sign like anything, any model release forms and stuff like that, like it's crazy.
Yeah, I just was telling somebody about making sure they make a whole bunch of copies of the release form, so when they do something with somebody, because especially with the way that, I don't know like what sites you use for your content. So I know some of them are now requiring people to have that. And some people don't even know the first step to do that.
Right. Like,
that's
a lot of people have them on there. Like if you need some paperwork for their website, you should be able to just get it directly from their website. Which a lot of people don't even look into that. But
that's what I mean. Like a lot of people just say, okay, I'm here with my sexual organs, let me use them and throw it out there. I don't want to do the rest of the hard work.
Exactly.
And it's so much more to it than that. And I feel people are missing out on so many things to make their content so much better.
Yeah, you wouldn't even believe. I just have some things that to me, it just seems like, well, that just seems like common sense. Like one time I was shooting with this person and they were setting up their phone from the same angle that I was setting mine up. I was like, you don't want to set it up like over there so we can have two angles? And they're like, oh, that's smart. I was like, that's not common sense.
Yes. Yeah, that's real. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because we can, you know, share different angles. Yeah.
Why would we get the
you
same
genius
phones like that? But I guess.
I'm sorry. That just gave me it just gave me a brain aneurysm. Wow. I mean, people don't understand like how much little things matter. And yeah, and they miss out on so much crap because of that.
Yeah. Absolutely. But you know, I didn't always understand. And like, it took me a while before I actually really like cared and was like, cause now sometimes I even like stop shoot and be like, oh, I don't like how this angle came out. Can we like do it again? And people will be like, what? Like, I want a good angle. Like, it's not just showing up here to use my sexual organs, like you said. Like, I want a good video.
And you say you've been in since 2019, correct?
Mm-hmm.
See, you've been in 3 years, and you are more mindset wise about, you know, the content than people who've been in for many, many years that don't even know basic stuff. like we talked about earlier. So
it's
the little things that people don't understand that. People don't understand how much the little freaking things matter when you're doing stuff that can change the aspect of the entire darn shoot. And because you're so lackluster about realizing that, you up everything because you're too lazy to do that. I'm sorry.
I get that though. And I was thinking, like, after I'm done shooting and everything, I might like produce or direct, because a lot of people don't think about those things. But like, when you think about it, a lot of them don't, like, especially when shooting content isn't like the main thing that they do. They're mostly showing up to a set and they just have to be told what to do the whole time. Like, they don't have to think about how this angle is coming out or where the camera is going to be or anything like that. So I try to be mindful that a lot of people don't have to think about that. But since I am like primarily a content creator, the quality of like all of my content depends on me being mindful about how I shoot.
I feel that like what you're saying right now is very important, because like if you do decide to do mainstream for a longer amount of time, then you said whatever, if you ever did switch to go behind the camera, you're already prepared for the stuff. You don't have to learn how to do the stuff. And it's for some people who've done this for years, they don't know how to do the tiny things that you already know how to do. So that puts you at an advantage over said person if you ever did want to direct or produce whatever, because you already understand the cinematography of everything.
I agree. Yeah, I think that'd be something I would definitely get into like later, way later on.
I'm not saying right now, because like you're still a fresh face. You're still a like young. You got your whole life ahead of you.
I was just like thinking that the other day, because I don't know, sometimes I just like put a lot of pressure on myself, but I was talking to someone the other day and they said something about when I was your age, and I don't know why that like triggered me, but like in a good way. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm so young. Like, I have so much time to do everything that I want to do. Like, I don't need to have everything figured out right now.
Sorry. Because I'm at that age when I can say that now. It makes me feel old. Because I'm almost 40, so I can say, yeah, when I was your age, oh my God. Oh my, yeah. So yeah, you got so much time ahead of you, and you know, you're prepared for all the stuff you got in your future. And I want to see you do great, fantastic things. So I can say, I remember I met her. This is my old people's voice. I remember I met her at a random luau.
I didn't even know that the luau thing was like happening, but someone had an extra ticket. My girl Mina was there and she was like, are you coming? I was like, I guess I'll come. But it was cool because I did a lot of networking there. And yeah, that was like one of my first like bigger industry events. I went to like Exotica, but I think there's more people at the urban event.
Well, depending on where you go, like I was talking about this in the last podcast we did, the Exoticas, it really depends on what city you are in, which basically describes like how many people actually show up. And with UrbanX, because I've worked with UrbanX since 2010, So it really just depends on the event, whatever. So, but UrbanX is usually fun because it's more people there. So, and you did like I've seen a few videos that were posted at the after party that y'all posted from there. So it's good to get an opportunity to, you know, meet random human beings that are in the industry or around the industry adjacent.
Yeah, it was really cool. I did meet like the most random people that I totally wasn't expecting to meet, but I'm so glad that I did meet them.
You met this random individual who was just wandering around with a camera, like, "Hey, give me a smile."
Are always the best people.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I've loved UrbanX, but like, it's always good to meet, you know, exciting new people who are, you know, about their business and about to blow.
Thank you. Yeah, I
give you that. You're about to blow. I have a question though. Since we always do try to focus on, like, not always focus on porn stuff, what does Destiny do for fun out here?
I go hiking a lot. Like, I just started this year really like getting out, but it's like so much fun for me. It's like really grounding. I go out and just like being out in nature, seeing the trails like change over the months too is also like really cool. Like, I don't know, I pay attention to, like, a lot of the things that I see just like going along. I'm like, that wasn't there last time, like this has and like, I don't know, I love hiking and being out in nature. I'm trying to start dancing, but I'm like self-teaching myself. So I just bought a pole from X-Pole, and I got like a personal trainer who's helping me like get strong so I can like lift myself and everything. But yeah, I've been mostly like into fitness and like health this year, because I really wasn't like doing a whole lot for my health before. And this year, I don't know, something in me was just like, I need to like get active and like start doing things that I enjoy rather than just like sitting at home all the time.
It's important.
Everything you just said, it's like you're talking about what I started doing after I had my surgery. Because I had I have a wonderful human being that is a great physical trainer, personal trainer, whatever. And I had my arm surgery and I just stopped going. And I know there's somewhere shaking their head at me about me just stop going. Because I was actually doing well. And
yeah, you're coming pretty consistently.
I'm sorry. He's a personal trainer.
Yeah.
That's his day job. And I was going every Monday, you know, to exercise, and I was doing well. Then I had arm surgery. Then I just stopped going.
You'll be back.
Yeah, it gets hard to get back into things when you, like, fall off. I had like COVID for a little bit.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Doing like yoga, and I stopped working out. And when I got my personal trainer, it was like right after I just like kind of started getting back into things, but everything was like so hard. I was like, it's like I never worked out a day in my life. Like, this is crazy. But yeah, it just takes like discipline to get back into something, especially when you already like had worked up to a certain point and I have to start over. Like, it can be discouraging, but it's worth it.
Yeah, that's more so his field, because he knows all about ducks. since he does that for a living. But yeah, like, I also feel like I've tried yoga recently, and someone has been trying to encourage me to at least try to do chair yoga, since I can't be as flexible as I used to be anymore, you know, old and senile and crippled, you know. But I've done it once, and like, it was very relaxing, and I didn't realize it was so relaxing if you ever actually put your mind into it.
Right. Yeah, it definitely can be. You're just like flowing with your breath. And I feel like it doesn't have to be like too challenging. I followed this one girl on YouTube. Her name is Nico Marie, I think. But she does a lot of like modified yoga positions for people who need like people who might not be like as flexible or have like the motor ability to do everything that like they might do in a regular yoga class. But yeah, it's really cool.
That sounds like the person they had, because I know they put someone on that I was telling them that I had the same stuff. And that's what they were telling this person who they had me watch did. And we watched like 5 of their videos. And we did everything in my living room. So it was like, it was different. Because all three of them are very flexible. Then you got my old self who's just trying to do some of the stuff. And some of us all looked at me like, that's not going to happen. probably 23 years ago, maybe 25 years.
That's funny. My mom just came out here a couple weeks ago, and I took her to my gym to train with me. But after, we were like stretching, and that was her the whole time. She's like, I don't know if I could do that, but maybe you
go. Yeah, I'm like, I can cure you on. Yeah, do that stretch where you put your arms down and your legs all the way up and you're just on your shoulders. I can put one leg up. No, I meant laying on my back and put one leg up. They went all the way up with the arch.
Oh.
Not in this lifetime anymore, but and if I do get in that position, you need to call the paramedics because I'm probably injured. But yeah, I do want to try to do more yoga. I feel that it could work out for me, and I think my personal trainer should believe I should go back to the gym. That's what's up. Cause I know, but like as far as hiking goes, I feel there's a lot of places that you may really enjoy. And I was telling our previous guest about this one where I used to live and it has a waterfall. And I'm like, it looks so pretty. And people like, you know, go to that waterfall and take pictures. And I'm like, if I wasn't injured, I would go up there and just try to take pictures in that area.
But. Yeah, I've been on one. It was like deep in the valley. It was called, I think, Paradise Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one had a waterfall. It was really nice, but the hike was real steep.
The one I refer to is in Tahunga. You're like, where in the heck is Tahunga?
Yeah.
If you ever walk outside and you see the mountains area, that if you actually go to those, that's Tahunga.
What area? And like,
it's before you reach Silmar, but it's next to the forest. You're like, LA has a forest. Yeah, it's next to the forest.
I'm like, I think about like actual LA.
Yeah, like when I was moving there and I was looking at the area to look at the place, it said like a forest like 1 mile, and I'm like, forest? Forest? and I had lived here for this was 2017, so I had lived here for about 9 years at that time, and I'm like, forest?
Yeah,
that's new.
The mountains, but I don't know about a whole forest.
Yeah, but like, no, honestly, it is because it has mountains. That's like, I wouldn't recommend going there when the sun's down, but that sunset, just to watch it, it is such a freaking beautiful sight. Because you know how that orange tint and it looks so beautiful when it goes against the mountains.
Gorgeous sun the other day. I was driving. I wish I could have stopped. I was like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. Like, I just had to take a moment.
and look at it. Because I took pictures of it before, of me going past it, and I'm like it is, like if I could stop where I was at, because it's like, but it's like you can't really stop because you can't pull over at this area, but stop and just look at it, like during the drive area, it's just like you can become at one with yourself. So.
Believe it.
So what got you into hiking and stuff? It was just, he's like, because you're from Phoenix, and I know it's not really a like
Yeah,
hilly area.
there's mountains in Phoenix. There's not a lot of anything in Phoenix, but there's mountains.
I've only been to Phoenix once. Yeah, I've
Yeah.
only been to Phoenix once, and that
Hiking is,
was years ago.
but I honestly didn't start hiking out there. Tried to take me when I was a kid, and I used to like hate it. I was like, why are we walking? Like, I want to go watch cartoons. But I don't know, something about this year, and like it was just like I wanted to do something for my health, but like I don't think I wasn't ready to like get in the gym at that point. And so I was like, I'm gonna get active, but in ways that are like kind of still like fun in other ways too. I want to hide yoga, Pilates maybe, but like yeah, so I was just looking for things to do to like get active, and hiking was like the one thing that like really stuck with me. And there's this trail that's like close to my house. That's like the bottom part is like a dog park, so people are always like walking their dogs, and they're so cute and nice. And it's like a good thing to just see them every morning. I'm like, love it here.
Okay, that sounds. I'm sorry. I'm looking at your background. I love that light behind you.
You.
It just looks like it's just ready for like a movie set or something like that. And I
I
just.
just put this all up. I got my light and this like leaf wall and my velvet couch and start here. I'm excited.
It looks fantastic, especially if you're gonna do your sex on that in that
Yeah.
area.
Excited.
Like as a like in my photographer mind, I'm like, I have visions in my photographer side of mind. I'm like, that could like that's all that I was looking at. I got distracted for a second. It's my envisions of it.
Like, I don't know. I like to decorate my room. I have one wall that's just like a bunch of CDs on it. And then I have another that's like vines hanging down. And I don't know. But every time I'm like setting something up, I'm like, this is gonna look so good in pictures.
My house looks so boring. I have one picture up and three plants. Yeah, it is
I'm
so.
at home often to not like want it to be fun here.
What I think is like I'm always on my computer, so I don't have to walk out my room unless I have to. And I have a lot of guests. They just sit in the living room and mind their own business. So it's just like I don't even gotta interact with my guests sometimes. But you know I look good. But no, but yeah, it's like I need to be more creative, and you sound like a creative one. A creative, because like if your house looks like this and is creative like that everywhere. You got vines hanging down. It's very, I know it's very welcoming. But
Thank you.
people come to my house and don't want to leave soon, so there's that too.
Has to be welcoming then.
No, I just think it's out the way and it's quiet. That's the only reason. Because I know CW has heard a lot of people say, yeah, you go to Ross our house and you just don't want to leave.
Holy.
No, so do you have any upcoming like sneak I don't want to say sneak peek, but upcoming contents that you want to tell your lovely public about?
Yeah, my first browser shoot is coming out soon, And I don't want to say too much, but there's something coming out around Thanksgiving. Very big. I'm very excited.
Okay.
Really talk about things before I actually do it.
Oh, yeah, I understand. I understand. I mean, it could be something you shot already to say, like, hey. But
I will say my first bridal shoot is coming out, I think, this month.
I mean, if they give you an actual date of when your stuff comes out, because don't get me wrong, I love companies that shoot people, but sometimes they shoot somebody in January and that scene doesn't come out until a year and a half later. And it's like, oh, I did shoot that scene.
I feel that, but I don't know. They didn't give me a date, but I know the next one that I'm shooting, they did give me a time that one would be. It was only it was less than 3 months after. So okay. Yeah, it'll be out this month, if not next month. My first one, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. But, yeah, well, I only said that because I know the person who's at my home right now, they shot their first scene in March, and their first scene didn't come out until a week ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's like. Yeah. Yeah, so it's like.
Lots of content out already. Just hit 14 views on Pornhub.
You see how many?
14 million, 14.5, I think.
How much is it until you get your jacket?
I don't know when you get the jacket. I think that's based off of subscribers. I have gotten a few things from them, but I think the next time I get something is when I hit 25,000 subscribers.
Okay. Cause I don't remember how much it is. I remember I looked it up once, but I know everybody, that's their main goal, is to get the jacket.
Yeah, I think it might be 50,000 subscribers for the jacket, because I knew someone that had one at 50,000, but they could have changed it. I know they give plaques and stuff now too at 100,000. But yeah. Okay.
Do you plan on going to any of the award shows since award season's coming up?
I'll have to see. I probably will be going to a few of them. ABN is always my birthday weekend, so I'm usually doing something that weekend, but I might actually go this year.
You're the 25th, right?
Yeah.
See? I remember reading that, see? I did some research.
Wow, your research, okay.
No, I know my birthday, they sometimes do some stuff during my birthday weekend also. And it's like, I don't want to be in Vegas during my birthday weekend because it's always a lot of nonsense that goes on during my birthday weekend.
When's your birthday?
January 3rd.
Okay, January babies.
Yeah, that garnet. Yeah, so we're trying to steer clear of all that. A little. I've never been to an AVN though.
Yeah,
in my 14 years in porn, I've never been to an AVN.
That's kind of crazy. I feel like that's the bigger ones.
Well, it's like one. I feel that if I'm not being paid, getting paid to be there, and I'm not a performer, I'm not on camera, so it's like. I'm just a lonely photographer person with a camera that shoots for people out here in LA.
Yeah, probably not gonna. Well, I don't know. I went to Exotica in Miami this year. It was pretty fun.
I've been to a few Exoticas and Adult Cons and X-Biz, X3. I don't know if it's too late, but you can sign up for X3 since you are a content creator. And you can get a booth and it's free.
For what?
X3.
When is that?
I believe it's going to be in either mid-January or February.
I'll have to look into that one.
And basically, it's a two-day event from what I remember. They do the same thing they did last three-day event. So two-day of convention and one day of an actual award show. And the booth is free for any content creator and performer. And you just get a booth, and you know your lovely fans can see you and be like, oh, and then you know run up to you and be all excited and be hyperventilating and you know be all excited to be in your presence. And it's in LA.
That's okay. That's a selling point there. I don't have to travel for it.
Yeah, and like it was in I believe, Chris, where was that, CW?
The Palladium.
Yeah, but I meant what city was that? I don't know what city that was in.
Hollywood.
Hollywood. It's in Hollywood.
Okay. It's not
so,
bad.
Yeah, so it was right in the middle of Hollywood and yeah, it was a lot. Like I enjoyed it, but I hated I did not like the first layout, but I know they're switching it up just a little bit. So it's something you can look into, you know, meet your fans and expand that base and huge networking opportunity to meet like random people.
Yeah, I've been trying to go to more events because I got in the industry like a few months before COVID. So,
oh, so you a COVID doer?
Kind of, because well,
I said COVID doer because like. The people, like, if you joined, like, in January or February before the world got shut down, like, you were in there, and then, like, everything went to Hades, and it's like everybody tried to, you know, regroup from all of that stuff.
Yeah, I got a good, like, 6-7 months of, like, normalcy, but I think that's why, because I started shooting for like studios, but they were like smaller ones that were in Phoenix. But when COVID hit, that was when I really started just like making my own content.
Okay.
Kind of really had to. You couldn't depend on companies to shoot you because they didn't even know when they're gonna be shooting because of
it was so restricted and it was crazy. And I've seen a lot of people like either quit or just do or expand like their OnlyFans. That's the only reason OnlyFans is. I feel that if COVID didn't happen, Fansly, OnlyFans, and a few others wouldn't be as popular as they are.
I feel like they wouldn't be as popular.
No, I said they'll be popular, but they wouldn't be as popular as they were.
Especially like Fansly. OnlyFans, I feel like, would definitely still be popular only because that's the one that everyone's talking about in the media. Rappers are rapping about OnlyFans in their songs. Like,
well, I mean, it wasn't really a rough, like, it's more so now they're doing it, but before 2020,
it wasn't as big for sure, but there was definitely still like talk about OnlyFans and like pretty sure like Tyga and like Bella Thorne had OnlyFans before COVID. Like there was people out here like doing it before. So I feel like OnlyFans with like there is still be people on it and talking about it, but definitely not as much as COVID having everybody needing to like work from home. That's probably like the biggest thing that like got a lot of sex workers to get on these platforms.
I think Bella Thorne joined it in the middle of COVID. Because I know a lot of people were talking about she's doing this when everybody's struggling for money. That's one thing I remember about that.
I honestly don't even remember when that happened, but.
But yeah, I forgot where we were going with this, but yeah. I lost my train of thought. But yeah, it just gives you opportunity to, you know, expand everything. And yeah, you should really hit up that X3 since it's here. And who knows what it may bring for you and what companies you can run into. And it won't just be browsers. It'd be, you know, every company being like, have you seen Destiny? Have you seen her? You need to see her. Just saying. I'm just saying.
I will definitely check that out because I like get more.
I mean, like, yeah, because it's a lot of stuff that comes up and down that a lot of performers or companies do. And a lot of times people hear about it last minute, or it's always like in Vegas or New York or Miami. And it's like, do I really want to travel for this? Is it right. worth it? Is it beneficial to my current pocket situation? You know, so I get that.
I feel it.
So is there anything else you want to tell your fans and like, or your supporters or the random people who are listening to my podcast who have enjoyed you for this past hour, look for, like, did you want to tell them to, you know, be excited about for you?
Well, first of all, I just want to thank everyone who supports me because I wouldn't even be able to make the content that I make without my people who subscribe to me and buy my videos. Like, it means a lot to me. You can find me on OnlyFans. I'm about to start a Fansly as well, because OnlyFans has a lot of like restrictions on content, and I do make a lot of like outdoor stuff. So if you're into like my outdoor content that I can't really put on OnlyFans, look out for my Fansly. Yeah, my Instagram. I just had to make a new Instagram. It's Destiny Debrat with 3 T's now. But yeah, I have a lot of content on the way. I've been shooting like all year, traveling all year. I've released a lot of videos, but I still have so many more on the way. And, you know, I just started shooting for these companies, so I'll be having my mainstream shoots coming out soon. I don't have any dates yet, but as soon as I know, I'll let you guys know, or they'll just post it and we'll all know.
That's one thing I wish OnlyFans did, was allow you to do outdoor content. Because I feel like even if you're in your backyard, you can't even do it because they can't tell exactly where you're at.
I've literally had pictures from like a nude beach deleted. Like, I'm allowed to be naked here. Calm down.
Yeah, it's like they said, well, you're not supposed to do public nudity, and you can't, like, you can't do P content, like, for people who like fetishes, you can't do P content. You
can't even say poop on there. Like, you can't even say pegging on there. I'm like, what the hell?
Wait a minute, pegging's in a lot of OnlyFans?
I think, like, I've posted pegging videos before, but you can't like spell out the word pegging. It's restricted. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense at all. Like, that's not.
Yeah, I've seen a few restricted words on OnlyFans, and I'm like, that's dumb.
Yeah, it really makes no sense. But and that is like, I understand the word like meat being restricted, but it gets annoying when you have to like work around like not saying those words just to tell somebody you don't do something.
Well, M-E-E-T or M-E-A-T?
Yeah, M-E-E-T. Like, I want to meet you.
That's crazy. I can see like, oh, so a fan might want to say, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Not supposed to like advertise like linking in person on there,
or like we're having a meet and greet.
Yeah, like I can understand like just saying meet, or even if like someone were to just be like, "Hi, I'm such and such, like I'm a fan," and I wanted to be like, "Oh, cool, nice to meet you," like I couldn't say that.
Yeah, it's dumb. I can see some words being restricted, but that's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the words they do have are restricted, and you can't type in, like, even now, you can't type in, like, Cash App, PayPal, or Venmo, and I used to just, like, separate it, like, Cash, Space, App. Even that, like, will get restricted. It blocked now.
CA. T.A.
That, you could do that, but, like, if they, like, usually if I'm saying Cash App, I'll also be trying to say, like, my Venmo and my PayPal, too. So if they can like tell that I'm trying to say any of those things, they'll just delete the message. I'm like, why are you monitoring my messages that hard?
Well, you know, they're like located, like, even though porn stars are a reason that platform got popular, they tried recently to take all porn stars off of it.
Oh yeah, they absolutely. And like, even just like, I think it was last December, they made like a new set of restrictions, and that's really what's been like.
Yeah, that's why everybody's starting to leave it, but
yeah,
trying to find other avenues. Like, I like Fansly because of their tier system. The only thing I don't like is their layout.
Yeah, that's been one of my biggest things when starting new websites, because like I was on Pocket Stars for a little bit, but it's just like navigating the layouts of different sites, even as like, a person who's like posting it, can be just like hard and weird, or like it's just like not what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
Like uploading the videos, oh my god, that's really weird. I lose out on time because it's just, I don't know why. It's not like I have to sit there the whole time and like upload it. Unless it's like mini vids, if my computer like closes, then the whole upload is gonna stop. It sucks.
Yeah, well, that's when you start uploading and play a video game.
I upload and then I usually just will play like a YouTube video so that it stays open. I was just like, I should not have to do all that. You can't even upload from your phone on a lot of sites.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. It's like I just took these pictures. Now I really got to like airdrop them to my laptop just to put them.
It's doing too much. But everybody out there, I want you all to, because we hit our hour already. I want you all to go check her out. I got a feeling that in the next year and a half, you'll be hearing a lot of her name like everywhere, and you should go check it out now so you can see, you know, the content she's put together for her fans for the last 3 years, and you can become, you know, one of her fantastic new fans because you can see like how awesome she is, and yeah, you will enjoy every bit of it. And so she gave you her Twitter and her Instagram. What's your OnlyFans and your other content places?
My OnlyFans is just my name, Destiny Mira. That's my VIP OnlyFans. And then my free OnlyFans is onlyfans.com/dreamofdestinym. And like then that. I'm on ManyVids as well. Search Destiny Mira. I'm on Pornhub. And then we'll be on Fansly very soon.
And everybody, I want you to do one thing too. She said she has another outlet about the soaps and all that stuff like that. When she posts that later on, you know about it, so you know already to be prepared for it. As soon as she posts it, I want you to go out and buy one of every product.
And then just
take a picture of all of it and say, I love you, Destiny, holding all the stuff and say, and I support all you do, you know, and it'll make her, she's smiling right now. You can't see it, but it'll make her smile. And it goes a long way. CW, where can they find you really quick?
You can find me. No, you can find me on Instagram at CC Fitness LA, on Twitter at CC Fitness LA, and on Facebook at CC Fitness. And you can also find me at ccfitnessla.com.
Well, you can find me in the club. No, seriously, I'm Raw Star on Instagram and on Twitter. We're Break Misfits on Twitter, thebreakmisfits.com, thebreakmisfits on Instagram. And Destiny, thank you so much for coming on. I know this went really fast, but you are a joy, a pleasure, a blessing, and I wish you so much success and all that you do in the future. I'm glad that Brazzers hit you up, and I had the opportunity to meet you at the Urban X Award Luau. And I hope that everything you do in your future is littered with gold. So thanks for coming on.
Of course. Thank you so much for having
thank you.
A great time. I didn't even realize it had already been an hour already. So, you know, time flies when you're having fun.
But I appreciate it.
And I look forward to like expanding. And maybe next time I'll come back, I'll have lots of news for you.
Yeah, we would love that.